John Ross is the director for the Fond du Lac County Emergency Management Department. He joins us this morning. Good morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
You know, with the weather we had earlier, I thought maybe that test was the real thing there for a second. So,
yeah, there was a little lightning and thunder this morning.
Yeah. So I wouldn't have been surprised. I was expecting them to maybe give us some kind of severe thunderstorm warning and then tell us where it was going to be. But, well, the point of our conversation today is actually preparedness. So that kind of goes hand in hand with what we're talking about. And I understand there was actually a proclamation from the Fond du Lac County Board about preparedness done. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. At their meeting last week, County Executive Sam Kaufman and County Board of Supervisors Chair Steve Abel brought a proclamation forward on behalf of Fond du Lac County Emergency Management and the Fond du Lac County Health Department, who were wonderful partners in outreach and preparedness efforts, recognizing September as National Preparedness Month in Fond du Lac County, and the County Board of Supervisors overwhelmingly supported that proclamation, which was very much appreciated.
Okay, so when we're talking preparedness here, we are talking about it could be weather, it could be a man-made disaster. You think about that train derailment in Dodge County in the past month. You never know what they're carrying, so that could have led to some kind of, you know, emergency efforts. But just a good idea to have some kind of a plan, right?
Exactly, and September Preparedness Month is just kind of a reminder and a coordinated outreach campaign to get people to think about that. It's not a fun topic to think about bad things happening, but we know they can and do happen. And having that plan, having that emergency supply kit, and as importantly, being informed of what's going on are three big factors in making yourself as resilient as you can be should an emergency impact you at home or disaster impact the community. And part of our efforts are to hopefully provide information that our residents can use to put themselves in the best possible position to be prepared and to cope with and respond to those types of emergencies. Again, whether it's in the home, you know, we think about house fires, home fires, we think about natural disasters, tornadoes, severe thunderstorms, heavy winter weather, flash flooding, or like you mentioned, those man-made events. You know, you could have a transportation accident. Maybe you have that train derailment or something that creates a long-term power outage. Those are all significant events that could impact our community with little to no warning.
All right. So one of the important things is you have to know where you're going to take shelter, right? Not just in the home.
Exactly. You know, that's part of that make a plan. That's part of that talk it over with the members of your household. You know, what are your escape routes if you have to leave your home in a hurry, like an example would be in the case of a fire, or where are your safe areas in the event of things such as severe weather? Tornado sheltering is going to be different than flash flooding sheltering or evacuating, but you got to think about other places. You know, think about where are you going to go when you're at work? What's the plan for your place of employment? You know, the kids got to think about what about when they're in school, you know, where are you going to go? What are you going to do? Who's going to make sure that you follow the plan and practice the plan and are ready to respond when those few seconds count?
Now, should you have a plan on where you're going to reunite after the disaster, just in case you're not all home at the same time?
Yes, that is a big piece of it, too. You know, you think about it, if you have to evacuate your home because of a fire, you want to make sure you have a designated rally point where you'll meet up with members of your household so you can make sure that everybody's out and safe. And another part of that is in a disaster, you're going to want to make sure you have a place that you're going to be able to make contact with your family and friends to make sure that everybody's safe and well. And sometimes, you know, local phone lines might get jammed up. So one good idea is to designate a friend or a family member who perhaps lives a ways away that might not be directly impacted by the event, but can be that central point of contact to make sure that everybody knows that everybody is safe and well and can help that accountability piece and make sure that helps reassure people that everybody's okay.
All right. So when we talk to preparedness, we also talk about having a disaster kit. How many days should you plan for?
Ideally, you'd plan for, you know, 3 days. If you can plan for longer, that's great. But 3 days is the recommended minimum. You want to have, you know, those non-perishable food items, stuff that doesn't need electricity to be heated up or to be kept cold. You're going to want to have drinking water. The standard rule is 1 gallon per person per day. You want to make sure you're taking into consideration any special needs that you may have in your home. You know, you may have somebody on a restricted diet. You may have infants who need formula. You may have pets that need their food. You gotta look at what the makeup of your household is and then set your kit up accordingly. And one thing I like to stress is that these kits do not have to be budget busters. You know, you can take stuff that you would normally keep in your house and make that part of your kit, and then just as you replace, rotate it and replace it. You know, it doesn't have to be a budget buster. I know sometimes that's a concern for people, and I can certainly understand that. And the thing is to look at the needs of your household and make sure you have those items that are going to help you get by, again, for that minimum of 3 days. And if you can make a kit that's going to last longer, all the better. But 3 days minimum is advised.
All right. What's the best way to stay informed during a disaster like that?
There are multiple ways to stay informed. I know I like to monitor multiple sources of information. You will often hear me talk about the NOAA All Hazards radios, sometimes referred to as the weather radios. They are an excellent source of information, and they're set up with a battery backup, so as long as you keep the batteries fresh in them, change them out, kind of think about the same time you do your smoke detectors, do the weather radio batteries. That's where you'll get emergency alert system activations and get information, watches, warnings, other emergency information. Local TV and radio is another huge partner in that effort because they will share that information that impacts you locally and be a source of that safety information and that important things that you need to know right away. In the world of technology and cell phones, there are tons of apps out there. There's the FEMA app. Here in Fond du Lac County, we also have access to the Smart 911 app. The Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office, their communication center uses that. That is a two-way app that you can use where you can actually enter information about your household that will help responders in the need that they have to respond to your home for a type of emergency. You could list things such as pets in the home or people with particular health conditions or special, you know, for example, durable medical equipment needs, and that could be very helpful information to responders. But along with that, you can also opt in to receive emergency alert texts through that system. So it's a two-way exchange of information that you can have available to you. But there are other apps out there as well. But those are just some examples of ones that I would suggest that people look at.
All right, John, if you have an emergency kit, you should think about replenishing it or refreshing it from time to time. How often should you think about that?
I generally look at it along the lines, depending again on specifics of what you keep in the kit. You know, if you have certain items that have a shorter shelf life, you'll want to make sure you pay attention to that. But I look at mine as along the same lines as my smoke detectors. You know, in the spring and the fall, when you change the clocks, you check the batteries and the smoke detectors, you go through and check the kit. That's kind of the practice that's worked for me. Again, if you have particular items in your kit that maybe have that shorter shelf life, you might need to check it more frequently. One thing I would add is that if you're looking at medications and the need to store them, always talk to your provider or your pharmacist about the best way to potentially store medications if you can store them and get that advice so that you have medications that serve their needs when you need them should you have to rely on that kit during a disaster.
Okay. And a kit for your car as well?
Yes, definitely have a kit for your car. You know, we think about those more so in the wintertime, but the kit for your car with, you know, some snack items, some water to drink, those emergency supplies, jumper cables, you know, some sand or kitty litter for traction, a shovel, some warm clothing. Those are all good ideas to have in the kit in the wintertime. A cell phone charger, so you can charge your phone if you become stranded and your phone battery needs it. All things to think about. It's, again, it's not the funnest thing to think about bad things happening, but it can really play an important role should that bad day occur. And for more, you know, if people are interested in more information, there's websites out there, ready.gov. Ready Wisconsin is a Wisconsin emergency management website, similar to ready.gov at the FEMA level. Social media, you can follow Fond du Lac County Emergency Management and the Health Department, along with other response agencies in the county that are sharing information all this month on preparedness efforts. So there's plenty of avenues to get the information. Reach out. We'll answer questions the best we can. We'll give you the information the best we can. Because building resilience, not only in your home, build resilience in your community. And in my line of work, that's always a good thing.
John, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Appreciate it, Bob. Thanks, as always, for having me and the opportunity to share information with your audience. It is appreciated.
Thank you. That is John Ross, who's the Director of Emergency Management for Fond du Lac County. We appreciate him joining us this morning. We appreciate you joining as well.